北京外国语大学，北京外语音像出版社。
The Beijing Foreign Languages Audiovisual Publishing House, Beijing Foreign Studies University.
轻松英语名作欣赏，秘密花园
The Secret Garden Chapter 1 Mary Lennox Mary Lennox had a thin little face and a thin little body, thin light hair and a very sour expression. She never smiled, not once during the long trip to England. She had come from India, where a terrible disease had killed thousands of people. Among the dead were Mary's mother and father.She didn't miss them very much, since she hardly knew them. Her parents were always away somewhere for important business. Mary Lennox hardly even knew what their faces looked like. Instead of parents, Mary had servants that took care of her. She only needed to ask people for whatever she needed. Unfortunately,Mary grew up believing that everybody was her servant. Now that Mary's parents were dead, the girl had only one relative. His name was Mr. Archibald Craven. Mary didn't know anything about the man, but she would live in his house until she was 18 years old.When Mary finally arrived in England, Mrs. Medlock, Archibald Craven's housekeeper, met her at the port. "Are you my servant?" Mary asked. grunted Mrs. Medlock. "You'd better mind your manners. I work for your uncle. Not for you. I'm supposed to bring you to Yorkshire. That's where your new home will be. Follow me.We have to catch the 2 o'clock train. Hurry up. On the train, Mary mostly just stared out the window and watched the English landscape roll by. How different it seemed from India.Wake up, dear. We've arrived. It's time to go to Misselwaite Manor, said Mrs. Medlock. What's Misselwaite Manor? That's the name of your new home. It's a huge castle that has belonged to the Craven family for hundreds of years. It has a very big lake beside it and many gardens. There are 100 rooms in the house. Most of them are locked, though. Why are they locked?Mary asked. Mr. Craven likes it that way. Why? Well, it's a long story. Mr. Craven is a crooked man. That set him wrong. He was a sour young man until he was married. His wife was very beautiful, and he loved her very much. When she died, he became even stranger.He locked himself in his room for months, Nowadays, he comes out once in a while, but he hardly ever meets people. I'm sure he won't meet you either. When they arrived at Misselwaite Manor, Mary couldn't believe her eyes. The castle was bigger than anything she'd ever seen or imagined. The gardens surrounding the castle were beautiful, even though the flowers weren't blooming yet. "Come on, Mary, I'll show you to your room," said Mrs. Medlock. Mary was led up three staircases and down a long corridor to her room. Inside, a fire was burning in the fireplace, and a table was set with a delicious supper. "This is your room, Mary. You must stay in here while you're in the house. Outside, you can go wandering as much as you like." "Yes, ma'am," Mary said. As the girl sat down to supper, she felt more lonely than she had ever felt before. The next morning, Mary was woken up by a maid named Martha. "It's time to get up now," said Martha with a big smile. "Come on, get dressed." "I don't know how to dress myself." "Then it's time you should learn." Mary was shocked a little, but dressed herself for the first time in her life. Martha brought her a big breakfast. "You eat up now, then go outside and play." "Won't you come and play with me?" Mary asked. "No, you'll have to play by yourself from now on. If you're lucky, maybe you'll run into my little brother, Dickon." "Dickon?" "Yes, Dickon's a little boy who makes friends with animals." "Where can I find Dickon?" Mary asked. "Oh, he's usually around somewhere. You'll probably find him in the gardens." "What gardens?" Martha laughed. "You're full of questions, aren't you? I mean the gardens surrounding the manor. There are quite a few of them, but there's one you can't go into. It's locked up."
"Why is it locked?"
"Well, that's where Mrs. Craven died 10 years ago. She climbed up into a tree one day and then fell out of it. After that, Mr. Craven locked the gate to the garden and buried the key." Mary liked the idea of a secret garden. It sounded strange and exciting to her. "You go and play now," said Martha. As Mary walked outside, she could see tall trees all around. There also were flower beds and evergreens clipped into strange shapes. There were no leaves on trees, however, and the flowers were not blooming yet. Walking down one path, Mary noticed one wall that was covered in ivy, but seemed to have no door in it. She could see tall trees behind the wall. "There must be a gate along here somewhere," Mary said. At that moment, Mary heard a robin singing in one of the trees above her. As she looked up, she noticed it jumping between branches. It seemed as if it was trying to get her attention. His cheerful whistle brought a small smile to her sad face. As Mary returned to Misselwaite Manor, she began to think a lot about the secret garden. She felt that the garden must be beyond the wall that she had walked along.
That night, as Mary sat in bed thinking about the secret garden, she heard a strange sound. At first, she thought it was the wind howling. But then, she noticed that the sound was coming from inside the castle. It sounded like a boy crying. Mary walked out of her room and knocked on Martha's door. "Martha, Martha," she called. "I think I hear a boy crying." Martha opened the door and said, "Nonsense, it's just the wind." "But the sound is coming from inside the house." "No, it's not. Now you go to bed right now." That night, Mary had two dreams. One dream was a happy one. It was about a secret garden with roses and wildflowers blooming. The other dream wasn't so happy. It was about a boy crying in a room with no mother or father to take care of him.